Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, Big Baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bob, I hope you leave this particular realm of broadcasting with the pride and the knowledge of your place in the pantheon of this art form. It's obvious to all who are involved. And thanks for the time.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Bob Costas is going to be on the next episode of the PBP podcast, hosted by my partner, Matt Spiegel.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon. I would like that to end every broadcast in perpetuity.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Tanny, for pulling that. You could just tag everything with that. Every phone call.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Is that going to replace the Shane Smith one?
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
I'm just going to let that speak. I'll let that speak.
You should.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
I mean, as far as like cool people to have in your phone, for those of us that do this, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, we trade trivia questions sometimes. Like 12-year-old Matt Spiegel is, you know, losing his mind over that kind
How
of
old
thing.
Are you now?
Older than 12, checks out.
And, and you're also losing your mind over it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's true.
Don't just lay that on 12-year-old Matt.
No, you're totally right. Like this morning at like early in the morning, I was like listening and kind of taking notes on some stuff. And Christine was next to me and she was just laughing at me because I was just like smiling and giggling as I'm doing it. And she's just
thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
It Very is good, Matt. Thank you.
See, nice.
They're all there.
We got a collection going here.
They're all there in the PBP
Hall of Famers.
So let's get into this a little bit.
Yo,
Bob Costas, who is one of the deans of baseball play by play, told Matt a lot of stuff that you guys need to check out. And is why he always loves talking to him. You have to hear this. This is him explaining that maybe play-by-play guys now are taking too many liberties with their calls and not saving it for when they really need it.
As a talk show host, Bob, I could have I could create a viral take with an outrageous opinion where I explode in venom every day. And of course, some people do and they make hundreds of, you know, come to think of it, I should be doing that now.
Well, you know, I find it hard to believe, and I've been saying this for years, that three or four middle-aged people, generally men, but not exclusively, middle-aged people on these shows are in a state of high dudgeon about a half dozen sports topics a day. Not just interested in them or have a point of view, but they are all worked up, and the takes are almost always binary. Good, bad, high, low, yes, no, hero, villain. You know, nuance not only isn't a consideration, it's your enemy. Get it the hell out of here. We don't want any nuance. We don't want any on the other hand.
Yes. Yes. The danger of becoming a contrarian by convenience is available for all of us.
And they all have to be hanging judges. They're all going to sit in their studio somewhere. And now the best of them are talented. And have worked harder and achieved what they've achieved. But somewhere, as we speak, is someone we've never heard of and will never hear in Timbuktu somewhere, who is issuing some condemnation of someone player, executive, commissioner, broadcaster, a condemnation of someone who on their worst day, even if they are subject to criticism, who on their worst day is better at what they do than this guy will ever be at anything he ever does. But this guy is issuing not just thoughts, not just careful critiques, but utter condemnations. And his audience ought to take it from here. Take it from me, pal. You don't need any other source. I got it for you, because the toughest take is automatically the most honest take, right? Cynicism is insight, not skepticism. Cynicism and condemnation, that's the most honest. Don't mince words.
Inject this all right into my veins from Bob Costas. Yeah, it's quite a world. I feel like baseball, with its massive inventory and its companion everyday nature, if you're really watching all the games, is as insulated from that as any realm of broadcasting, because of just the volume of outcomes and the amount of failure and the nuance that is required to discuss almost anything. I feel like that's baseball's great appeal still on some level.
That's well said. And I do think that the vast majority of baseball fans, and therefore listeners and viewers, no matter their age, understand kind of the ebb and flow of the season. Understand that, especially on the local level, a broadcaster isn't just an announcer. They're a companion. They're a conversationalist. On the local level, they become, if they're any good at it, they become kind of a friend to the audience. And I think reasonable people do not take such a harsh view, such a demanding view. Our team always wins or loses. The other team doesn't win or lose. Right? Our team blew last night's game because the bullpen screwed up.
They really
did. But tomorrow, when their bullpen screws up, at least theoretically, we rallied. So our bullpen failed on Tuesday, but our hitters succeeded on Wednesday. You know, that's the way a lot of this stuff goes. And when you mix in gambling for some portion of the audience, then that relationship becomes closer to transactional than to emotional. This is a word you hardly ever hear anymore in society in general, and especially around sports. But baseball, especially for most of its history, is connected with a number of emotions. But one of those emotions or feelings was always fondness. Fondness. People felt fondness for baseball. They hoped their team won, but they also felt fondness for their guy and his baseball card when they were a kid and whatnot. Now, maybe the tone, the loudest tone and the harshest tone kind of drowns out what most people still feel. But now it's almost like I laid my money down and I'm demanding an outcome, not hoping for an outcome. I'm demanding it. And if you don't deliver it, it's just the same as me taking this product back to the store manager and declaring it defective and I want a refund.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's great stuff from Bob Costas.
He was in his element, you know? He's just comfortably chatting about those kind of issues. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Recommend
Thank
for people.
You, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
But like he talked, Lawrence, he talks with such self-awareness and candor about why he had to step away. Like he knew that he wasn't at his best anymore in terms of his batting average over the course of a series or over the course of a season, and he didn't want to damage the legacy anymore, so chose to walk away.
I think that the space that he can now occupy is the one that's best for him at this point in his career. He can be the holder of the baseball holy grail. He can be the essayist. He can be the person that helps us frame the conversation mm-hmm. around baseball. That's where I think he should be. It's an exalted position as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't have to preside over the game. He can preside over the game.
Yeah, yeah, writ large. I like that. And he does stuff on MLB Network with his friend Brian Kenny and a couple other things. And so, yeah, it's the PBP Voices of Baseball. People can go grab it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods. And he's a good dude. And it was it's very cool. Cool honor to have him on.
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm glad that you brought that to us. And where can people check out the PBP?
On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods, however you want to do it, you can find it.
Tonight, the Cubs continue their series against the Marlins. Pregame coverage starts at 6:05. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 6:40 on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm sure Bob has tons of thoughts on the Pete Rose reinstatement, the shoeless Joe Jackson reinstatement.
Why don't you ask him?
It didn't come up. It didn't come up. You heard me. You heard me.
Suspicious.
And he said, the bullpen may have blown the game last night. And I said, they did, because we recorded the day after Ryan Presley gave up all those runs.
Can't, even when you got your idol, you can't let a shot at Ryan Presley happen. Man's talking to his idol, and he's still thinking about Ryan Presley.
It's on the daily, man. It's the daily nature of the damn thing. Oh, God.
I kind of love it, though. I kind of love it that you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
This little jab at Ryan Presley.
You got it. And by the way, that guy stinks. That guy absolutely stinks.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.